Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Black Hills State University students are helping share stories of veterans buried at five national cemeteries in South Dakota through the Veterans Legacy Program. It's a collaboration with the National Cemetery Administration. Here now with more, Kelly Kirk, instructor of history at Black Hills State. Kelly, welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for being with us today. Tell me how this program started.
We were in contact with the National Cemetery Administration and became aware of this incredible program that they were sponsoring, the Veterans Legacy Program. And it seemed such a wonderful fit for Black Hills State University and the fact that we have five national cemeteries in our region, which is an unusual number. We have the two historic cemeteries and then three active cemeteries. And so to have so much opportunity for our students to do research and connect with those cemeteries through this program, it seemed like such a great way to connect the university to the greater Northern Hills and South Dakota region.
What are the students sort of, what's their process? What are they trying to accomplish? And then we'll talk a little bit about the impact of what they're trying to accomplish on them.
It's a multifaceted project. There's kind of a lot of moving pieces at the moment. Our main goal is to create a website that all can come visit. And this site is kind of the site, a repository of the research that the students have been collecting. And so the main piece of the Veterans Legacy Project is going to be the biographies of veterans who are interred at the different national cemeteries. And so for this, the students have been doing a significant amount of research, and a lot of families have come forward and want to tell the stories of the veteran in their family and in their life. And so we've been having students do a lot of interviews with families, reading through letter collections. And then we also have a group of education students who are creating lesson plans from these biographies. And so for educators in the state can then go to these lesson plans and use these lesson plans if they'd ever like to teach, say, local history, history of a specific conflict, or even to prep their students to visit a national cemetery and to kind of prep them for what they're going to see, what the symbology in a national cemetery represents, and kind of give a sense of the stories that exist within a national cemetery.
Let's talk a little bit more about that symbology and what some students who maybe have no experience with the military or with a national cemetery, what could be an obstacle there, and what do they need to know before walking through?
I think the big one is just if you go through, first of all, preparing yourself for just the space that is a national cemetery, walking through those front gates and seeing the symmetrical row upon row of those white gravestones, there's an incredible visceral impact as you kind of get a scope and a sense of the landscape and just the sheer number of stories and individuals interred within these cemeteries. And then I think the next is kind of understanding specifically what you're reading on a gravestone, the branch of service, the rank of the individual interred. And so trying to kind of just be able to explain those for students so they know exactly what they're looking at and understanding, this is the conflict they served in, if they were a recipient of a specific award. And so kind of just clarifying all of those.
Mm-hmm. What are they finding that is maybe surprising them or really impacting them to the extent that they're coming back to you or to each other and sort of, processing it, saying this is something that I have learned?
I think it's the intimacy of this type of project. It is no longer, a conflict no longer becomes this conflict that we read about in history books full of kind of dates and statistics. It all of a sudden becomes this very personal, intimate experience when you begin researching the life of a specific veteran. For many veterans, right, there's a reason that they enlisted or experienced the draft. They had a certain experience overseas, serving in one of these conflicts, and then coming home and contributing to their communities. And it's a very, very kind of personal story that you're telling. And it kind of breaks down that wall that sometimes history creates, where it's something we just read about in the past. I think many of the students start to really, you begin to get such a personal idea of what these veterans experienced and went through. And I think that's rather humbling.
So what's your hope for the students after they've done this work and going forward, either in education or in another field of their choosing? What do you hope they carry with them?
I think part of it is the legacy that these veterans leave, that, you know, there is the story of their service, and then for many there's the story after their service, and that they carry that service with them wherever they go and whatever they do next in life. And I think that that's really important, that we're not just telling the facts of the life, we're telling that full story and kind of creating that those deep details. But I think also to understand that you can find these stories and that research in maybe places you hadn't originally thought of, that when you look at one of these national cemeteries, that it is a place to honor and memorialize these veterans and their service, but it's also a huge repository of local historical information, of telling this very kind of intimate life of a person in a specific time and place in history. Mm-hmm. And that might not be something we originally think of when we, you know, drive past Black Hills National Cemetery on I-90.
Sure. Tell me about the program, the Veterans Legacy Program, or the National Cemetery Administration. Is this happening in other states in their national cemeteries as well, in conjunction with in South Dakota?
Yes. So it is a national program that just kind of did its pilot year last year, and then they've expanded the program to three universities. So currently we are also working on this with San Francisco State University and the University of Central Florida, and they are both working with the national cemeteries that are kind of in their regions. And then the National Cemetery Administration hopes to kind of continue to grow this program over the course of the years, that as more people find out about it and more universities become aware, that more universities will kind of submit to work with the National Cemetery Administration in this manner.
So it's an ongoing thing, I'm assuming. How long do you expect to be doing this work with students as they come to Black Hills State and graduate and new students come in? Is it something that lasts for several years, or is it there a finite period of time?
I think this is a project we will continue working on for the sheer fact that, one, there are so many stories to research and to tell. We've been working with families since the program kicked off in the beginning of February, and I think we will continue to do so as, you know, families become aware and contact us about telling the story of their veteran. But then also, we really envision expanding this to really include a lot more community outreach. And right now, the community has been incredible at reaching out to us. We would kind of like to give back by then taking these stories and then the research we've conducted and going to different communities and kind of telling the story of the veterans in their communities and kind of showing how this can be kind of creating this connection between the university, the communities, and the national cemeteries in this region.
Hmm. Kelly Kirk is an instructor of history at Black Hills State. We've been talking about the Veterans Legacy Project and the partnership with Black Hills State University and the National Cemetery Administration. Kelly, thank you so much. Come back and tell us more of these stories as you uncover more facts and information. We'd love to hear it.
Well, thank you so much.